cost of quality. So in cost of quality, you have two components to it. One is cost of conformance and the one is cost of non-conformance. So cost of conformance is any expenditure, money you spend to prevent a defect. It's a preventive cost, preventive action. Okay. So the money spent towards preventive action is called as cost of conformance, which is two components, prevention cost and appraisal cost. So prevention cost is like your trainings, coming out with a better or going for a better equipment, documentation process. So all these things you are going to spend money where it is to build the quality inside the product to avoid a defect. This is preventive cost. And then another component to cost of conformance is appraisal cost. That is, the steps you take to identify the defects, assess the quality, right? So testing and inspection, you may have test people, a particular license or some specific servers you buy, right? These are all appraisal cost. So these two costs put together is your cost of conformance. So now cost of non-conformance. Okay, what is cost of non-conformance? The expenses you incur to rectify the defect. That is the expense you incur after the defect has been identified. So here, internal failure cost and external failure cost. Internal failure cost is any cost which you incur internally to rectify the defects like rework and scrap. External failure cost is your client is identifying the defect, right? So like warranty cost, loss of business, liabilities are examples of external failure cost. So when I say cost of quality, it is both cost of conformance, that is the cost to prevent a defect, cost of non-conformance, which is like after the defect has occurred, you're going to address that.
Thank you.